Hi, Ruben. How are you?
Good. We're playing phone tag. Sorry about that. This is my dedicated office line. It should be clear.
Oh, yeah, it is. So I have a question.
Sure.
Trying to compare the. I understand that I'm just kind of. I'm not sure that I understand 100% how it works, but all I did is I just calculated the actual interest amount. And, it's like, for example, for the 15-month loan, like it's $163,200. So I subtracted $120,000, and it's like So it's like basically $43,200. And, it equals like roughly 36%, like in my rough calculation.
Yeah, I can walk you through everything. Do you have a pen handy?
Oh, no, I'll get it. Hold on.
Thanks.
Yeah, because the other one looked like it was 41,000, and then it's, 41% almost. So it looked like it was higher.
Okay. So what's really important in these loans is not, so, and I know you've done a few loans, so my goal is to educate customers, not force anything on them. So the best program in this industry is our partnership with OnDeck. And the reason is we have very specific approvals that they service, which have what's called interest forgiveness. So instead of you paying, so a lot of the way these loans work is they're paybacks. So let's say with OnDeck, let's actually bring it up so we can give you the data. Give me a second. Was it 100,000?
Yep.
All right. And what's the payback?
It was like 130, wasn't it?
I think it's 132. Let me bring it up.
I think you're right.
So I want to give you the exact numbers.
Okay.
Give me a second. I think you worked with Sue on that, so let's...
I did.
Okay. So, bear with me. Okay. Bear with me. Just bringing up the file. Yeah, so you did $100,000, and the payback was a 132. Now, that funded about, let's see when this funded. So that funded on mid-January. So you're a little short. So February, March, April, May, June, July. You're a little short of 6 months. So the halfway point on that loan is about, you would just take 132, you would divide it by two. And so if you were at a
application here that I installed with OnDeck, and so they show you your balance is like 69.
Yeah, so because that's you're a little less than halfway, and that makes sense. So what's really important in these approvals is not doing what's called rollover. And rollover is when you're paying, you're basically, a lot of these loans, you're signing up for the full amount of the interest. And so what happens is you have a customer that is taking all this interest, but they're prepaying it. So a lot of the way these loans are sold is, so for example, there's a program in this industry where someone, and it's a program that I'm not fond of, where someone gets a loan at like 23%. And so the customer thinks it's a 1-2-3. So they borrow $100,000 and they pay back 1.23 over 12 months. So they pay back 23 grand. And so they think they're getting a kick butt deal. But what happens is 6 months later, they apply for a new loan. And what happens is their current balance is, say, 50, or it's about 62,000, 61,500, and that amount is tacked onto their new loan. And so what the conversations that I've had with customers is telling them, hey, you think you're getting a really good deal by paying 60, by paying this 1-2-3, but you're really paying a 1-2-3 over 6 months because you continuously roll over this interest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the way that this program works is completely different. It doesn't have a rollover. So basically what OnDeck is doing is with this program is they're saying, look, yes, you do owe us $69,000, but since you're doing a renewal, we're waiving all that remaining interest. So you're only having to pay off the principal balance. We're waiving that remaining $13,000 and change of interest. Now, to give you a comparison, your factor on their first loan was a 132. So that means over a year, it was a 132. This loan is either a 136 over 15 months, or it's a 140 over 18 months. And it still comes with that same renewal option. So if you do an 18-month loan, once you're about 8.5 to 9 months in, you can apply for more funding. And if you qualify and fund with the new renewal, once again, all that remaining interest would be waived.
I know, but if you're not applying, then you'll have to pay it off, correct?
Correct. So well, there's two options. Number one, there's still a discount for paying off early. If you ever want to pay off early, you've got a 25% remaining interest discount. And I'm more than happy, like if you want me to, I know I can get you a slightly better offer for, you know, 12 months. I could probably go below a 132. I could probably get you something in the high 120, like a 128 or 129. The whole issue is you definitely don't want to chase a short term and only leave yourself with $30,000, because what's happened with your past loans in your history, and it's just my job to educate you, is you should get a loan that nets you a significant amount of money. The reason I feel the 18-month loan is more appropriate, it's just the math that I use. If someone's going to borrow money and the loan term is 50% higher, the question I'm always asking is, if you're borrowing money for 50% longer, are you paying 50% more? And with your loan, the answer is no. The difference between, on your loan, you had a 132. So if you use the same apples-to-apples comparison, a 132 over 12 months versus a 14, if 50% of 132 is 0.16. So if you use the same apples-to-apples comparison, if the loans were priced the same, you would have a 148 over 18 months. But in this case, you're paying 8% lot more to borrow the money over 50% more time. That's why I feel it's attractive. That's just my two cents.
Okay, no, that's good. I mean, I always felt like, you know, when I think about 41% interest, I'm like, holy moly, you know, that's a lot of interest.
It's not 41, by the way. It's 0.40 flat. There's absolutely zero fees, by the way, so there's no type of filing or origination or processing fees. There are none of them at all. But the way that I just view it with my customers is with this term, you definitely want to stay in this term because it puts you in the driver's seat. My job is to kind of see through walls and around corners. This loan is better than, there are loans where you can save 2 or 3% up front, but most importantly, you wouldn't get the interest waived, so you'd have to prepay all the majority of this interest. And B, more importantly, I do not feel that a 12 or 10-month term to save you a few bucks is better. I think that this term is very attractive, and it gives you a significant amount of funding, but it actually lowers your monthly payment. If I can give someone more capital, $50,000, $60,000, and give them more capital and lower their monthly payment with waiving the remaining interest, that's what I feel is the best deal for the customer.
Right. And then the renewal will be at 50%. So which month is that going to be if I do it this month?
This loan is ready to fund. So basically, you could fund this today. I would need a copy of your driver's license. I would set up a call. It could fund today. Are you on East Coast time or Central time?
Central.
They could probably set up the call today, which means it takes us 5 minutes to load it up. You send me your driver's license and you tell me, hey, I want 12 months or I want 15 months or I want 18 months. We set up the phone call. You have to do this from a computer, not a phone, by the way. You answer some security questions, you know, where were you born? Did you grow up on the street? Did you go to this school? Those basic questions. You have a chance to review your loan contracts and the loan funds. It's very straightforward. And then if you did an 18-month term, your renewal option comes in at about 45%. That's why this loan is available, because you're not at 6 months, but you're at the 45% mark. So if you did an 18-month term, you should estimate about 8.5 months in. If you do a 15-month loan, your renewal option comes in a little shy. It's like 7 1/4 months.
Okay, well, let me write it down. So with my 18 months, it's how many months?
It's about 8.5 months in. It's right below 9 months, because 9 months is the 50% payback.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a 12-month loan, and they can fund the loans as early as 45% in. So if you did a, I mean,
I understand you're a broker, not just for OnDeck, but other ones, and you think that this is a good company.
You know, we're a direct lender. We're also a broker and a syndicator. It's a little different. We're more responsible for our loans, but I can give you my 2 cents because I've been in the industry 9 years, and I've been with our company for 9 years. This is the program that I use for my clients, and the reason is it gives the client the most control and doesn't sell them a product. There's a lot of manipulation in our industry where someone can tell you, hey, look, you're going to pay 23% over 12 months. It's a great deal. But then 6 months later, that customer is paying 23% over 6 months, and they get that's really not that nice. So it looks good at the front, but it's not. It's basically cheap is expensive, expensive is cheap. I've funded over 1,000 customers, and this is the loan product that I use for my best customers.
Okay, because I used to use with Sue, she used to give me Windset Capital, and I believe they kind of had similar terms with OnDeck.
Windset is a very good company, and they're a partner of ours. I can tell you why I think the OnDeck loan is better. It's because of the renewal. The way that Windset works, and I know people that work at Windset, they're a fantastic company. But number one, they typically don't, I can't speak for them. I don't see them giving you an 18-month term. I also see them probably giving you not as much money. And furthermore, their rates could be a few dollars cheaper. But the way that their renewals work is that you only get a 5% discount on remaining interest. So let's on remaining payments. So let's say you're in the same scenario. Let's say you're with OnDeck and you have to get approved and fund the renewal with OnDeck to stay with them to get that option, which is in your contract. But to give you an idea, let's give you a comparison. Let's say you funded $100,000 for Windset. And let's say you funded and you paid back. And we're just going to use an apples to apples example. Let's say Windset gives you a 128 over 12 months. So you're paying back $128,000. Let's just say that, so it's 4% cheaper up front. Well, let's say that right now, let's say you get kind of to the, you're right now at the, at you're about 5.5 months in, okay? So you said, so if we just did 5.5, so you have 6.5 months left, and you have, let's see, $128,000 payback. So let's just say, you said your OnDeck balance is about $69,000 right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're probably, I want to give you an apples to apples comparison. You're probably, you're about 1 week shy of actually 6 months. So let me give you, if you borrowed 128 and you are, you have six and one fourth, you have 6 months and 1 week left. So let's say you're on. Let's say you got a 128 from Windset, and let's say your current balance would be $66,000. Well, you would get a 5% discount on that remaining balance if you renewed. So you would have to pay $63,000 off to get a new loan. Whereas the OnDeck loan, yeah, it's a little more expensive up front, but based on the numbers you're telling me, because they are willing to waive that remaining interest, that's why it is the best long-term solution.
Okay. Okay, so do you, you know, I don't have a computer in my house.
No worries.
I have only a phone, so I will probably have to do it Monday, and I will go with your recommendation and doing the 18 months.
Yeah, it's the best fit.
Yeah.
No, I want to guide customers in the best direction possible, and you held up your end of the bargain, and you didn't do a second position, and that's why you're getting the good deal. So if you could do me a favor, this weekend or so, text or email me a copy of your driver's license. And
I can
we will
text
get
it to you if that's okay. Can I use your cell phone then?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give you actually my personal cell phone. I give you, I think, my work cell phone.
No, I can email okay. that. But yeah, okay. Go ahead and give me your cell phone just in case.
It's 323-590-5362. And what's a good time to have the funding department call you on Monday to go over this? It will take about 5 minutes.
It's hard because, you know, with patients, I have a hard time telling you a good time, and I don't even know my lunch time.
Not a problem. Here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Kara from our funding department You're on Central Time, you said, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to have her call your office around 10:30. If you're available, great. If not, you can always give her a ring back, and it's same-day funding for you, okay?
Just instead of the office, have her call on my cell.
No, this number I'm talking to, right?
Yes, it's my cell. I don't want the office to be involved in this.
No worries. I'll make sure she calls your cell.
I appreciate it.
Cool.
That's what happened. They called me once, and I don't have a whole lot of privacy in my office because of the space. So I will try to, if I miss the phone, I'll try to call her right away.
Okay.
And I will go ahead and email you the driver's license.
Perfect. All right. Have a great weekend with your family, and I will get this wrapped up for you Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You too. Got
have
it.
Have a good weekend. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.